Welcome to Useless Podcast with me, Calzone Innes. This week, another big guest is my interstate buddy, Samuel Bean. So we get into a lot of stuff today. Extra long episode. I suppose we started talking too candidly that we forgot that the content was for other people. Or is it? Don't think so. So we get into him studying, we get into his new place in Melbourne, what it's like living with the corona, the trip that he missed out on, and a bunch of stuff. So let's get into it. It was a bit of a fuck around trying to get the computers to work and stuff. But it's alright, it's worked out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot. It's very hot. But
how's the puppy and stuff?
Oh man, puppy life is sick life. It's so good. It's so tiring. I'm tired all the time. We took her to we actually took her to Maylie's. You what?
Why does he have a kid?
Yeah. I was saying this to Britt the other day. I was hell stressing about having a kid. Cause like, dead set, not ready at all. Cause yeah, Poppy can pretty much take care of herself, but if we had a kid, it'd be cooked. Like, yeah. Like they literally come out not done, not ready for the world at all.
No.
But Poppy's sort of the opposite. She's like, in human years, she's like not even one, but she can run around and has got pointy fucking teeth.
Yeah.
So we're having this opposite issue of she's like too ready to do shit, and we're just gonna be like, chill, doggo. Like, but she bites everything, man. Like my arms are just fully cut. Like I look like I need an "Are you okay?" day message. Yeah, it's pretty wild. So, it was cool. We took her to Maylie's and Maddie's place last night for like a drinks and a tea and stuff, but like even that was exhausting, man, because she was just running around, and then you can't trust her in other people's homes and stuff.
Yeah, so, you don't want to have a chew on something.
Yeah, but like it'll be good for, I think ultimately it'll work in everyone's favour, because she'll sort of get the gist of humans a bit more the more she sees them.
Yeah.
At the moment, she's not allowed out. Like, she's in quarantine like you guys.
Yeah. Oh, we can relate.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I've been biting too.
Acting out.
Wish I'd saved up for the podcast.
You've been acting out then, hey? In the minimal time that you're allowed to be out and about.
Yeah, just bite it more. That's why I've got the face mask. More of a muzzle than a...
Oh, you're wearing a face mask? Can I see it?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, grab it.
I feel like this is good content, though.
Content for what? The podcast?
Yeah.
All right, just chill, man. There's plenty of time. Let's see it.
All right, so...
Did you get one with a stupid pattern?
I've got one that Helena came in. We struggled, like, they sold out everywhere straight away.
Yeah.
So, after, I'll give you a run for it.
Okay. Oh, you can't have more than one.
No,
it's going heaps. That's not good. Come on.
So, I've got three different levels. So, I feel like this is good content.
These are not Pokemon. Don't tell me about your levels. Just show me the masks.
The first one, Helena made some. Because everywhere we had sold out.
Mm.
So Helena made this one.
That's a really good one. What's that, like a bit of Australian fauna for your face. That's beautiful.
So that's that.
Yep.
So you pretty much have to wear this whenever you go outside, unless you're running or cycling, unless you're doing exercise.
Oh, right. Okay, so what about if you go outside to go to like the pub or something? Are you allowed to go to pubs yet?
Oh, fuck no.
No, way off that. Oh, shit.
Yeah, way off that. You literally can't get any food that's not takeaway. So, like, there's a pub down the road that we go to, and you can order beer. So we order, like, a tin, like, a 500 ml tin of like, I don't know, what did we get the other day? It's like some sick stout. They get a stout in, like, yeah, we got this new stout from a new brewer. And you go in, they tin it for you. So they actually pour it and then tin it.
And that's sick.
Steal it. And then you just go and pick it up and you get this big 500 ml can. It's like $9.
Nine? That's a good deal.
Good value.
Yeah, you'd be happy with that.
So that was that one. And then Kimbo sent us a logo from Dongruck, because Mitre 10 had some... it's the medical version.
Yep, I'm saying that. The blue does suggest medical version. Yeah.
Very scrubbler.
Yeah, very Grey's Anatomy. Cool.
Yeah. And then this one is from a local textile producer.
Okay, cool.
This one's the most comfortable.
Is it?
And it's got coverage.
What makes it the most comfortable?
It's just big, so it doesn't... This one slips, like, whenever I go for a walk in the morning, I always yawn, and then this one slips around.
Okay.
So these ones are good because you just wash them and then you reuse them, but you sort of need more than one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you go through one of these a day, like...
Do you have to use one of them a day? Like, you can't reuse them blue ones, the medical ones?
Well, you can, but they get a bit gross, really.
Oh, do they?
So, like, recommends with tissue for, after a while, I just want a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to wash them because, you technically could get corona on the outside.
Yeah, for sure. Far out. Nuts.
So, yeah, if we go outside, you have to wear one of them.
Nuts. It looks, not to diverge on the topic too fast, but yeah, apartment looks really nice.
Do you want a tour?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, do it. Give me a quick tour.
So this is where the bikes go. I'll leave the bikes there.
Yep.
That's my bike.
Yeah.
And this is the,
the house. Why are there so many wicker chairs?
I know.
Ugh. That's gross. Yeah,
kitchen.
That's cute. That's nice.
Kitchen's real nice.
Yeah. Happy with that.
Little bathroom.
Beauty. Love that for you.
Little study.
Oh, okay. Is that a second bed, maybe, or not?
It would be. If we have anyone come and stay, we'll get, like, a little blow-up mattress from there.
Yeah, cool.
And then this is the bedroom.
Ah, beauty. Very well styled, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good spot. And then outdoors is, I don't know.
Oh, so you're on the first floor as well.
Yeah, ground floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just sit out there and have picnics on nice days, beautiful days today.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Sort of because it's your own, I guess it's your own private space. You don't have to wear a mask. So.
Yeah. Nice. Very good. Oh, beauty, mate. That's
good.
Oh, lovely. I like it. I really, really like it.
It's nice and small, but it's nice. It's big. Hotel is clean and, short term, so
it
doesn't need to be any bigger.
You say short term?
It's only rental that you're only going to be in for.
Yeah.
We're only going to be in here a year.
Yeah.
And then we'll try and come back. So.
You think you're going to come back?
Well, I don't really want to be in Melbourne forever. And Helen and I sort of agreed that if I stayed here for a while, then she'd be ready to move on. And I'd like to go to live in the UK for a bit, so I'm hoping that this time next year we can sort of pack up and
do that.
Maybe for a few years, but I don't know if that'll depends what the borders are doing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Far out. Sounds like you've got a couple plans. You've been just sitting in your apartment stewing about what you're going to do. Scheming, that's right, yeah. What will I do with my life once I get out? Is that the plan?
Pretty much.
Oh, great segue. Hey, this is the start of the podcast. Cool. Yeah. So what are you going to do with yourself once you get out of quarantine? That's my good question. Really happy with that. Like, what's first thing on the list, thing you've been craving the most?
I don't know. It sort of depends. It depends what, I guess it depends what level of openness it is. It's such a flexible, diverse level of things. If it's the pub opens or, I really want the footy to come here. Really
yeah? Go watch the footy. Yeah, that would be cool, hey. At the MCG.
Being able to go camping is probably up there at the highest level.
Mm.
Go on holiday, leave the 5K bubble.
Yeah. Gotta want to do that, yeah. You've been itching to go travel and stuff again, do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was what I was hoping to spend most of this year doing, and I spent most of it on the
arse. Still the most interesting thing to happen to you, though.
Yeah.
In WA, obviously didn't get Corona too bad. So we kind of just don't really get what everybody else is doing. I think we just gloss over and go, oh yeah, the coronavirus, okay.
Yeah.
But it's such a different way to live. I can't wait to hear about it, about just what you do with your time if you're in the house.
It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, I've always struggled with being
static
and being in one spot, and like that was my nightmare.
The irony that you were going on this huge trip to go get away, literally camp on sides of roads, and then you went, oh, actually, I've just got to stay in a 6-foot apartment for a wee bit. Like,
the irony is not lost on
No, it's not? Okay.
Me and the irony are very well acquainted.
So well acquainted is not leaving your apartment.
It's on the lease.
Irony is co-signed with you. That's good.
Oh.
That's, oh man, so weird. Do you think you'll ever go and do the cycle trip now?
I would really like to. It's more, I guess it's one of those things where I guess I had a good opportunity this year to go and do it, where I'd set things up so that I was, you know, finishing work and finishing up living in, I don't know, it was a good window, and hard to get that window again, I think. It's not something easily about you sort of.
There's a lot of behind the scenes movements that you got to make to give yourself the opportunity to then go away for an extended period of time, really.
Yeah, exactly. And I just don't know if that window will come up again. I'd like to think that it would be doable, but it's hard to know.
Yeah. So this is the kind of point in the podcast where I tell you why I want to do the podcast, and then you respond with something really interesting, because that's why I'm doing it, to interview people more interesting than me.
Is that the purpose? I've got questions for you. This isn't a one-way street.
I think you'll find that it is.
I've come into it with the hackles up, because I know what you like.
Yeah, you've got a pen, and I don't like that, because it suggests you've got questions. part of why I wanted to have you on was to talk a bit more about the coronavirus stuff, and it's obviously been covered, but getting a first hand account from like someone I know quite well would be really interesting to get like the sort of ins and outs, I suppose.
So not me as a person, I'm just like an eyewitness. It's not about me.
You're just a channel for information for me. Yeah. The other thing,
nothing but a vessel.
That's right. You're hollow. The other thing was, I want to talk to you about what you're studying at the moment, being environmental science. And why you got into that. I was having a daydream about this the other day, about how as soon as you tell people you care about the environment or whatever, right, they have this giant leap of thought that suggests that you're some sort of, global warrior. Do you know what I mean? Like, essentially a hippie, right? And people have that same sort of thought process with vegetarians. They go, oh, you're a vegetarian, you want to save the planet. Like, yeah, and a bunch of other sort of softer, connotations with that as well. And why did you get into environmental science? Is it because you want to save the planet, or do you just think plants are interesting? Which is also super valid, I think. Just
tell me. I think it's an interesting. Think it was I was in a role doing a job that I guess was on the other side of a lot of the concepts of on our editing, and it was, I wasn't so much clearing land, but ultimately it was about developing land in some way or another, and I didn't actually find it that interesting, and the most interest that I got from it was the bits where I was, I guess, involved in an environmental sense in something, and environmental sense,
okay.
It's very broad,
but yeah.
What I did that I enjoyed was this one project that we were working on where we had to provide some level of drainage for a site that was linked to homes that weren't connected to sewer.
Yep.
So that had, I guess, a what's called an alternative treatment unit for sewerage.
Yep.
And that sort of treats the effluent and then spits it out at a lower, I guess, nutrient level.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got to make sure that when it spits that out, it doesn't go into the river and then create like eutrophication and algal blooms.
Yep.
And I found it interesting that the best way to deal with a lot of those processes was not through, I guess, human-engineered things. It was by using plants and natural drainage courses and the ability of plants to remove nutrients from that thing so it wasn't going into the water.
Yep.
That's a very unscientific explanation.
I'm not sure if you dumbed it down for me or you genuinely can't think of the words. I'm looking in your eyes and I don't think you know. Okay, so...
Phosphorus and nitrogen is the main thing.
Yeah.
But it was more just the ability to... And I guess that's kind of where I'm hoping to direct everything again. Glass over in the eyeballs a bit, but it's trying to head down a direction where it's land management in terms of using the natural... aspects already existing or replanting or whatever, rather than using, you know, fertilizers and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, do you think you would have ever got into environmental science if you weren't in that role previously?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. No. It's interesting how people, and I think I'm going to paraphrase our friend, who's the idiot Australian that sings all the funny songs and has got the big hair?
Tim Minchin.
Thank you. So he, like I said, paraphrase, but he says, if you set your goals too far away, you'll miss the shiny thing out the corner of your eye, which I'm always very conscious of not saying.
That sense that you've used the word paraphrasing very loosely there, I feel.
No, that's I'm sure
he... Yeah, wrong.
I'm actually going to say I quoted that exactly correct.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's like his step 9 in 10 steps at UWA when he gave his speech for something.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I distinctly remember
it. I've gone.
Yeah. You tried to catch me out and I've just hit you for 6.
Yeah.
That's what happened there. So just sit back in your corner, wait until your questions.
Stand back.
Yeah, that's right. Don't try to riff with me. I will punish you for it.
This is why I've got notes. How to bite that with its own bites you.
Yeah. This is my 4th podcast, mate. I'm well versed in this. You're coming in very fresh, very greenhorn.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that's what you want to say. Speaking of which, people have said I should go into radio. What do you think?
What people?
People. Just people. I can't name names.
When you say that, I imagine you like brushing your teeth, putting both hands on either side of the sink, and going, "Fuck, mate, you could be in radio. You got a head for radio."
Ouch! Very cool. I got a fantastic head. You're right. This is radio stars going to TV now. I'm going to be the new. I was going to say Hamish and Andy, but I'm just one guy. So
yeah, I'd almost suggest half a bloke.
Ooh, is that just? You fighting back again? Are you coming on the offensive for no reason?
Really?
These are not your good zingers.
You haven't made me comfortable as a guest yet.
Have another drink and you'll feel better. Yeah, good idea. All right, so...
What made you think that you would be capable as a podcast?
Oh, capable was not a word that came to mind.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Just another way of diversifying the portfolio that is... What does your LinkedIn say?
Mate, I haven't got a LinkedIn. LinkedIn's are so dumb. I can't get behind a LinkedIn at all. But
what don't you like about?
These are not good questions. If these are on your question sheet, these are shit questions. I don't know. It's just, it's so pompous and not interesting.
It was really just for the diversification of the portfolio.
No, it was just a bit of fun. So there was like 3 or 4 weeks at least where I called you every like Thursday afternoon. Remember that? On a drive home?
Yeah.
And I thought, it was like a couple of weeks after that, I thought, if I recorded this, it would be a podcast. Like, it's quiet. So I would say that you planted a seed. You planted the seed of the podcast, which was quite cool.
And now you've come back to the seed.
Let's say, I don't want to say re-fertilize, but I'm going to try redistribute your nitrogen.
Spread the nutrients.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to use the natural resources around me.
Yeah.
And,
I just think it's good. I love your get-go energy at taking on different tasks. You're the Kanye West of our group.
That is true. That is absolutely true.
You dip your toe in a lot of different bits of water.
Have you realized recently that I'm also, like, the president?
You're also chronically misunderstood.
Yeah, which is so bizarre, because I make myself as concise as possible all the time, and it still misses a lot of people.
I just think you're a misunderstood genius, but borderline on unhinged.
Yeah, and manic. Yeah, I'm feeling that. Yeah, that's an apt description. I'm into that.
You're about one bad idea away from the OnlyFans account.
I genuinely thought about getting an OnlyFans account as well.
Oh, my God.
If people want to pay to see my, like, sweet, sweet nipples, then they can have it. I'll take your
$11. Oh, my God.
I want a croissant. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got nothing to be ashamed of.
No, but I don't think you wants to pay. Do you reckon Brittles would sign up? Do you reckon your lovely fiancée Brittles would
fuck you in? No, she wouldn't. Of course not, because she's rational. That's why.
An element sadly lacking in the Calzone ears list of traits.
That's true. Yeah. Very irrational.
Irrational.
But I genuinely, if people wanted photos of me and I got $11 for every photo or whatever.
Is that the going rate?
I think you sign up for a monthly fee of $11 and then you pay on...
You seem to know this pretty well.
I listen to other podcasts, actually, and they talk about it. It's quite funny. It's a fee of $11 a month and then you pay on top for, like, a photo of, I don't know, a foot. Do you know what I mean? It's insane. It's insane money to be made. It's all this new money.
New money. The new economy.
That's right, and I want to capitalize on that, because I'm starting to realize.
We might chat about this later, I reckon.
I think we should. I think we should take this offline, but I realize I can't go into stocks. I can't sell cars. I'm shit with oil and gas. Like, I'm not making money, you know, designing logos for the rest of my life. I gotta get a second form of passive income.
And, mate, to be honest, that's a good little segue to help you get back on track, because I feel like this is derailed immensely.
And that's the point of the podcast.
But the logo that you created for one of my developments back in the day is the same one that inspired the nutrients, the fertilizer.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Great design. One of the designs that you came up with was very similar to Roger Federer's logo, and I nearly had to call off the job.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Calgon on Rivers. Oh wait, am I allowed to say?
Hey, that doesn't matter. We'll move on.
Yeah. No, that was a really good project. I think that was one of the ones that actually got me fed for like 2 months when I was living out of home. Like, I was eating 2-minute noodles twice a day, And I only had like two projects in like 4 months, and yours was one of them. Like, wow. I was genuinely starving when I was doing that. It was pretty nuts. So, yeah, thank you very much for that.
You're
welcome. I'm just glad I delivered on a good job, and it came out really nice, so I was quite happy.
I was really happy with it.
I find that people are a lot happier with the stuff I design months after the project's done. Immediately.
Is that symbolic of you as a bloke? You kind of enjoy it more in retrospect.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. I think people go, oh, I miss him, but I don't want him back.
Oh, dear.
Are you worried people say this about you?
No, I think that's... We'll leave that on you.
Okay.
I think that's probably an act.
Okay.
You look back on it fondly, but at the time, it's like, yeah.
Yep.
It's like a bad experience on holiday. You want out at the time, but as soon as you look back, you're like, oh, it's nice.
Yeah, you go, oh, that made it a bit interesting. Our holiday together, and I was thinking about this the other day, is that was the biggest leap of faith I've ever made for a friendship in my entire life.
That was a seminal part of both our friendship and my growth as a person.
Growth as a person, Jesus. I would have stunted your growth, if anything.
I think that's the point. Okay.
you looked at yourself in the reflection and went, at least I'm not this shit. Yeah. Went, oh, great.
It was the moment on Middleton Beach at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Tongue dry in one hand and a dart in the other. The young family walked past and I went, oh god.
What are we doing? That was sick. That was so sick. We didn't even surf that well there. I don't think we got that good of waves when we were there.
Mate, that's the first time I've ever heard you talk down your surf performance.
What are you talking about? I'm always very modest in my surf.
That is so not true.
It is true. You guys just pull it out of proportion.
You claim your paddle outs.
I know. But I have got good arms. No, that never happens. If I do a turn that I think was noteworthy, I'll say, did you see it? And you guys go, you say that every time. I say, well, I keep doing turns and no one's watching them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd just like somebody watch me once.
That would be one thing that I do miss big time is surfing voice.
Yeah.
Because surfing, that's one, I think, the wide open space of being in the water and just an enormous biosphere.
Oh, cool word, man.
Yeah, thanks. That was a Joseph Bean word, I think.
Yeah, that checks out. That absolutely checks out. That's funny. That's so funny. Because we were not friends for a good while. Not that we were not friends, we just didn't know each other from a, you know, a sack of potatoes, really. And then we were going down south with Joseph to Albany, and he bailed last minute for whatever reason. Also, younger Joseph was a fucking nightmare. This doesn't get brought up enough at all. Joseph, when he was 18, was like an atrocity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it better though?
What, than now?
I feel like he's just shifted the way in which...
He's an atrocity.
We don't need to lay into the boat. I have to miss him quite a lot. So.
And this is what I was going to talk to you about. This is that there was... So, Joe and your relationship, I think, is not odd, but definitely you lean on the guy quite heavily, right? Is that fair to say?
Okay.
All right. It's not true. All I'm really getting at is when you're at home, you know, locked away, you can't go out, you missed out on your big trip, and there was a support system for you to go to, which I think is obviously Helena's part of that, but like you need an outside source as well looking in. Do you ever go to like your mum, your dad, and like any other friends for that? Because I know I didn't get a call in the middle of the night saying, what have I done? I've moved to Melbourne, blah, 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 blah. I never got that call. Like, so having somebody like that to lean on, being your brother, is that a bit, I don't know. Does it feel a bit odd that he's in such a different place to you and you still can get like a good bit of support from him? Does that make sense at all?
No.
No, good. So he's out in the open world, right? Living on a farm, doing whatever he's doing.
But is his context conducive to being a support system?
Yep.
Fuck, imagine if you just said that. This podcast would be done in 5 minutes.
That's right, but I ramble, and also I'm not as eloquent as I hope to be.
Yeah, it's not eloquent, it's rambling.
You know I'm a Kanye type. If I could put it into sweet...
You just said before that you were good because you were concise, and that's why you weren't misunderstood, but I think...
I said I wasn't trying to be concise.
That is, you just... That was your beautiful, dark, twisted fancy was that.
Oh, that was it? Right, okay. So the short answer is no, you don't think his context is conducive to your position?
No, I don't think context is difficult. So like you said before, there's a lot of people probably in Perth or further afield in different circumstances at the moment without Corona that just can't wrap their heads around it.
Yep.
I don't think if I was in Perth, I wouldn't understand what was going on here at all.
For sure.
I think it's a lived experience that unless you've lived it, it's not that bad in the scheme of things that happen in your life, but it's also not, it's not a lot of fun. It gets you down. But I think inherently if you're looking to certain people for support, they're people that you look to for support in any circumstance.
Yeah.
So I don't think the context becomes relevant because most of the time you're not looking for support from someone who is going through the same thing. A death in the family or a breakup or life crisis or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you just look for someone whose opinion you value and is prepared to offer that support.
That's interesting. I suppose my point is that I would struggle with being so involved with my support system, if that sort of makes sense. If it, like, my brother and I are already quite close, and then if I thought to myself, well, let's like put this extra layer on top of that of, you know, like you say, the opinions for support that you're looking for. Like, does that not get a bit... I think the word I'm looking for is intense. Is there an intensity about that?
I think with, probably with Joseph and I, it's...
Yeah.
We're pretty close.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty close in a lot of respects. Yeah.
Like, it's not always been that way.
No.
I mean,
this is the thing. You were talking about Joseph at 18, and somehow it's excruciatingly giving me the shits that it's a podcast that you've got me on board that we end up talking about. It's just typical Joe Baines, brother.
I'm not talking about it. Look, I did this with Deej as well. So I asked him about his parents and things, and then I asked Dad about his brother and his dad. I'm just interested in about how people are connecting with other people around them. That's really what I'm trying to get at. So what's your experience being dependent on someone that is essentially your brother, is your sibling in that way? That's what I'm trying to get to the root of, I suppose, is why not depend on your dad or maybe like another friend of yours that whose opinion you also value, right?
My mum and dad and just they've been quite good. Stepmom, but I think you just look for it in people. Like I've got heaps of friends that I would contact as well. You've been one of them, so. But you look for people. I don't think you make a conscious decision. You gravitate towards the people that you sort of feel like make you feel bad about.
Yeah. Interesting. Joseph
and I, like I didn't experience a lot of, like, you were talking to Joseph being playing when he was 18. I don't think him and I were that close until a few years after that. But now we have the exact same interests in, we read the same books, the same, we share a Kindle account. the same. Yeah, it's good because he reads a lot, so I just get to scab all his books.
Yeah.
I've bought one. Same music.
I'm not convinced he reads all these books, by the way.
No, I think he does like an abstract read. And then...
Yep. I was doing this with Brittany the other day. She was reading a book next to me, and I said, and I was reading it along with her, and she was doing it like twice as fast. And I was like, what the fuck? How have you finished this page already? And then I was about halfway through, and it was like this big word. I forget what it was now. I go, Britt, what is that word? She goes, oh, I don't know. I just skipped over it. I was like, what? Like, that could have been... That could have been...
From the boat that took approximately 2.5 years to finish the... What is it? The Life and Times of Andy Warhol.
Yep. No, that was The Philosophy of Andy Warhol. That was a great book.
Yeah.
It was like 65 pages.
I remember I used to... I think it was a cartoon book.
It was pictures.
I used to meet you at Ezra Pound in the city, and yeah. You'd always have the same book, and I'd get there, and you'd have Melbourne Bitter.
Yeah.
And that... And I'd be like, fuck, man, he, honestly,
yeah.
I don't really read that. I think it's just a pretty cover.
I labor over the words. I think people don't do this enough. This is my point, is that Brittany literally skipped over this word. And I was like, they've obviously chosen that word for a reason. And it could have been...
Someone's agonized over the inclusion of that word in their writing.
That's what I'm saying. And what you've done is skipped it, and it could have... totally changed the entire tone of the book. But you've just gone, not sure what that one is, move on real fast. It's like, are you even reading this at this point? Like, what information are they absorbing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's...
It's just, yeah.
That shits me. That bothers me. Mm. That really bothers me. So, no, I don't think Joe reads all these books. And I don't think you do either. I think you pretend you do, but I don't think you do. What do you do? Nah. You know.
I don't know.
Nah.
I think so.
Nah. But you must be getting into the study pretty heavily now, though, for the environmental science.
Yeah.
So that's that's got to be enough reading for days, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there anything cool that you're learning about currently?
No.
Sick.
No, that's good.
Should we just wrap the podcast up here? That you look about done.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Cool. Thanks for coming. there's a few cool bits. Did a nice assignment on. Actually, I sent this to Joseph to read, so he'll probably just skim over it. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So should we do a quick interlude and do your questions?
I don't really have any.
Nah, show me your piece of paper. Come on, let's do it.
No.
What have you got written down?
All I've got on there says, how do you? And then I was going to ask you how you actually prepare for these podcasts.
Oh.
Because I've had a beer.
Yep.
I've needed a liter.
I've done
like 6 nervous weeds.
I think it's pretty self-evident that I don't prepare. And I like it that way.
You don't have like... Cows get psych mix with just heaps of Rage Against the Machine. And
nah.
We're very different, aren't we?
We very much are. No, I was asleep in the sun and just, rubbing my puppy's belly. And then I went, oh, fuck, it's five.
It's like, I don't know you've got a dog, because that's a weird, real interesting euphemism.
Oh, okay, cool. Yes, got a dog.
Quick second, I was like rubbing my puppy's belly. I was like, what
the hell? All right, very good, very good. But no, I don't prepare, man. I just like having a chat, like we did on our car rides home.
No, good chats.
Yeah, they are.
No, sorry, mate. I don't have anything, so I really hope you brought more questions to the table.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just grab her really quickly. I'll just show you. Because you've never seen Wee Pup. There she is.
Hey, Popstar.
Yeah. So this is Poppy and I's podcast. I think I'm going to change the name of the podcast.
Why?
Because Poppy's amazing, and we all take selfies with her at the end. Because that's the way I like to remember these podcasts.
Okay. So you're not...
She's becoming my service dog, I've decided.
you're not hung up on the idea of the useless podcast.
No. I could stop doing this next week. I don't really care. I'm just.
No, I'm glad I'm giving you my time of day.
You weren't doing anything else. Spare me. You're literally.
Could have been...
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
What else have you got, man? Let's keep it.
All right. Should we keep it moving?
Yeah.
Keep it moving. Well, okay. So.
But you've got to remember, I haven't had a proper beer conversation with someone in a very long time.
Yeah.
Like, this has made me quite nervous. I'm worried about like the social aspect of it.
I don't think you've ever lacked with that, have you?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had like a beer with another bloke in months. It's like it's a foreign concept.
Well, you're picking one off the wood now, so it's all good. Cheers. I don't think you've ever struggled with that too much. I remember...
I've got my anxieties about that.
I can't believe that. I cannot believe you've got anxieties about this sort of thing. Like,
for sure.
But you shouldn't, though, because you've always excelled socially, whether that be because of the anxiety that forces you to do well. But regardless, I think you should have more confidence in your ability to talk to people.
Potentially. But one of the things about uni this semester has been, it's all remote. So it's all over Zoom.
Yeah.
And it's with like 20 or 30 other people that you've never even seen.
Yeah.
I've not said a word in most things.
Really?
There's participation marks and I'm going to get
zeros.
Because it's interesting. Yeah. It's hard
trying to have a conversation. I've got to do a participation like mark stuff as well for what I'm doing, and it sucks. It sucks. The participation points that we're doing at the moment is introduce yourself, what's your experience in the industry, put a photo up, and it's like This is so lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a certain. There is a difference between being in a room with someone and doing it over Zoom.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what that is, but like, it is the conversation flow is certainly different, and there's just the world that we live in now. You've got to adapt, my friend. You've got to adapt. Adapt or die.
Adapt or perish.
That's right, but. Sounds a bit more like our environmental chat
really
again.
Enough.
What's that?
You want to get back on that?
I don't think so. I don't think you've actually got anything to say about it because you're not that clever at it yet. So I don't want to put you in a hole where I say, oh, tell us a bit about the environment, and you go...
There was a big part of me that was really hoping that Brittany might sit in on this because I feel like a lot of times when we hang out, you get stuck into me from the get-go.
Okay.
It's immediately like, what are you wearing? Who do you think you are? And Brittany's there to sort of temper it a bit and be like, come on!
Yeah, she does do that. That still happens.
Like when this FaceTime opened and it was just you...
You went.
I was like, oh, God.
No one else is allowed in the podcast room. It's got to be fully silent.
So is this your man cave?
No, we're calling it the doghouse because this is where Poppy sleeps. Yeah.
I remember the first time you showed me around and you said this is the man cave.
Yeah.
This would be good for a podcast.
So you foresaw my future 2 years ago. You know, I've been here in almost a year.
Hectic.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. I've been a homeowner for a year. And you have big dreams about what you're going to do in that first year.
Yeah.
You execute very little of them.
But you've also done a lot. How's the backyard gone?
Backyard looks good. It's there's grass and stuff. Jeez, I wish you were here, mate. It would have been so sick. Because right now, it's like a peachy 28, and we could be sitting on my limestone wall having a beer and doing this.
Oh, would be lovely.
Yep, it would be. But I think the other reason for having you on was I just miss my pal. I miss my pal. And you should be here, and it sucks. I should have just called you and just not recorded it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a better conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, I don't know about everyone else in it's certainly in Perth. But, like, I know when my friends move away, I get a bit, I think reluctant is the word I'm looking for, to reach back out to them. Like, when Angus moved away, I didn't speak to him much. When, like, another friend of mine, Robbie, when he moved away, I didn't speak to him much. Especially when Joe initially moved away, didn't speak to him much. Like, I genuinely struggle with chatting with people who leave.
I find that it's like a, I don't particularly like talking on the phone and stuff.
Yep.
Or this is alright, I'm enjoying this. This is nice.
Oh, that's good.
But I think that's part of it. And it's almost like you, at this end of, you know, where you're the, I guess, the outlier, it's not overly exciting to, I mean, there's that many people back home that you want to chat to. And you do it once or twice and you're just like, it's a bit shit.
It is.
But then you just give up and it's like, oh, no, I kind of don't really want to chat. I've been managed to chat to Benno for weeks and weeks and it just doesn't materialise.
How fucked is it? It's insane that as soon as you let, it's essentially just juggling like all these electronic relationships with that's people. And you go, this is a bit off topic, but I'll circle it back, I promise. I put my car up for sale the other week and...
You are kidding me.
No.
You've sold more cars than I've had on Dinner Zone.
Well, I've sold more cars than you've had girlfriends, so yeah, that checks out. For people not watching, he's got a stunned face. Like a slapped mongoose. I sold it. I sold it 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, but I put it up, and within 24 hours, I had like 200 messages from people, and
that
was cack. I took it down. Like I said, I sold it without selling it to anyone. I was like, I'm not doing this. Bailed immediately.
Yeah. The withdrawal method.
Oh yeah.
Where does that bailed? I mean Italy.
No, bailed immediately.
Oh.
Bailed on selling the car. I was like, it's more hassle to sell it than to just keep a shit car.
Yeah.
So.
You said bailed, I'm in Italy.
Yep. I didn't message 200 people that I didn't know saying, sorry, actually in Italy now. I've moved to Vienna.
Vienna's in Austria.
Fuck. All right, got him. Anyway, my point is that as soon as...
That would have made an even worse excuse. I'm in Vienna, Italy.
Honestly, I think people buying a 3K Hilux don't know where Vienna is in the first place, so it's fine.
I don't think I've even seen the Hilux.
Nah.
I just know that the rhubarb on that thing...
The rhubarb was cool.
Every time I see a photo of it, it just looks like someone's welded a bed frame to the front of it.
That is exactly what it was. The owner before it, I think, I don't know if he was bored or if he was just trying to see how well he could do it.
Before he moved to Italy?
Yeah, before he moved to Vienna. So I solved that. And so now I'm carless again, obviously. My point was that I'm circling back to is having to text people who want your attention, and a lot of them, is really tiring.
Yeah.
It's really tiring. It's even more tiring trying to capture their attention. And the whole thing is this perpetuating circle of I'm too tired to do this, even though it's like a... 'Cause text can be really mundane. You can text someone and say, hey, how are you going? You go, yeah, good, great. And you have four texts and then that's really it, right?
It's kind of when I message Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. It what you should be saying is, I'm alive and that's it. Yeah. That's really all you're doing. It's just checking the human's alive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's... Yeah. So, yeah.
Why are you looking to sell the car? What's the...
Oh, the car's sold, man. It's gone.
I sold it.
I had to put it back up. It was going to break down any day, and I had to sell it to someone who thought it wasn't going to break down. So, that's the again. I'm a con man, yeah, absolutely. I'm Kanye, man. I'm out here thrifting all the money I can get.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This
ready for next droppy.
Yeah, so now I'm about to... I'm going to go buy another $3,000 car today. That'll probably last me another 3 months. So, sweet.
That's... It's just a weird way to operate.
It is. I'm not saying I'm happy with my system, but that's what I've got. Anyway. But I think... Yeah, like I was saying, circling back, I can't deal very well with people leaving, which is, which is why I called you like almost weekly for a good while there, because it was just like this. Yeah, it sucks.
It's weird because I think it's just the absence of that like physical connection.
Mm.
Not that we like touch each other a lot when we hang out, but
not a lot.
Not heaps.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it's hard to make time for something when you feel like, you know, I'd be quite happy to have a beer with you in Perth, like meet that a week, but having a chat in this context is, not as appealing.
No. It's almost more difficult to have a phone call with someone now than just to go down to the pub and have a beer. Do you know what I mean? So, like, like Barno, for example, if I said, hey, Barno, like, do you want to chat for an hour and just on the phone? He'd be like, no, man.
Because it's a second rate form of
communication. Yeah.
It's
true. Is this a second rate friendship then? Is that what we're saying? We've degraded ourselves now?
On a second?
Oh, roof. Yeah.
Nah.
So you're going to tell us more about Melbourne and what it's like living there, not to the fullest, but definitely, like, what's that city life like?
Oh, it's pretty shit.
Yep.
To be honest. And it's quite annoying because I love Perth so much.
Yeah.
And I knew that before I left. I always thought it was great.
Yep.
It hasn't swayed my opinion being here, but it's disappointing because there is things that you sort of go, oh yeah, I could live in Melbourne because of, you know, various reasons, and the bulk of those just haven't been present.
Yeah.
So the idea of going to the footy or going to the pub or having that sort of urban lifestyle as like a brief sojourn from your other normal life is so I could get around that for a bit, like that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been that. Like the pubs are open for I think 2 weeks and you have to have a sit down meal. And it's like being in a restaurant. The footy hasn't been here at all. I haven't seen a band since like March. It's not somewhere that's conducive to this sort of lockdown. Whereas if you're in Perth and it was locked down like this, you'd still go to the beach all the time.
Yep.
And you'd have the nice weather to go with it where, you know, it's nice. But, I don't know, it's been pretty hard. Particularly probably because I don't really have the context of the before to go, oh, it'll grow back.
Or right.
I don't have any... allegiance to Melbourne. It's just I've come over here and it's just done a number on me. I don't know, but where we are is admittedly really, really nice. It's probably like a 2-minute walk from a massive bit of parkland, like huge, and there's a river to go riding along, running along.
Yeah, awesome.
Heaps of like little walk trails where there's lots of nice plants and birds and stuff.
So yeah.
That's nice because I think being locked inside all day, when you go out, you just want a bit of fresh air.
Yeah, for sure.
It's nice to have that.
For sure. All right. Well, we're almost done, so I want to introduce a new part of the podcast and have a rapid-fire question section.
Oh, this is my nightmare.
Yeah, this is going to be grim. So
this is literally this.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Thanks for saying this is literally four times. That's the most interesting couple of words you've ever said. All right. Nice and quick. Here we go. You ready? Just...
Is that your lead into most things? Nice and quick.
Yuck. But yes. Okay, here we go. All right.
Do you have the questions?
Yeah, I did write them down, but I haven't got them in front of me. I'm trying to keep it loosey-goosey. I had
some of them. You should see the hands waving around at this point.
Yeah, well, no one can see this, and no one can see how much I'm panicking.
Yeah.
All right.
You look like you're like a bird that's falling.
A baby magpie. All right, let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you enjoying your study?
Yes.
Great.
Do you want more? Is it one word answers or is it the first word that comes to mind or I'm just supposed to be like...
Let's do first word that comes to mind. That would be much better.
Word of study,
yeah. All right, cool. So, study.
Good.
Banana.
Yellow.
Nice.
No.
Environment.
Trees.
Melbourne.
Cold.
Coming.
Oh, mate, I feel like this is one of the things about Melbourne.
Yeah.
It is so cold. And, like, I knew it would be cold, but it's super cold. And it's been that cold that I've got this thing called chilblains on my feet. This is the most interesting thing that's happened to me in...
This is amazing. Tell me more.
So, it's that cold that I've basically got these little spots where I think that it's something to do with, like, the blood vessels exploding because they get so cold.
What?
And it's, like, continued exposure. But it's hectic.
Hold on. So it looks like a blood blister on your heel?
Yeah, I've got, like, 10 of them.
10?
They're really painful.
That's grim.
Yeah, they're really painful. Apparently, it's also one of the leading symptoms to having the Rona.
What?
So there's a very similar symptom called COVID toes, where it's like one of the early onset things of having coronavirus.
Holy hat! So you got? Obviously, you've been tested then, hey?
Well, I've been tested because I did like one of the old telehealth doctor things.
Oh, yep.
And he didn't say anything about it. He was like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
I've got to put this steroid cream on it. But...
Cack. That's wild.
Yeah. It's cold. And apparently, like, there's just been heaps of people because you're sitting at home without, like, you know, you're not
even... Oh, movement. Right.
And you sit at home and your feet just, your extremities just get mild frostbite.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
That's insane. Because it's, and you won't believe it, but I've been sleeping in a jumper, track pants, and socks here. Like, it's not been particularly warm here either.
I'm reflecting on the podcast now, realizing that the most exciting thing I've said is that I've got
chilblains. I like it. It was very interesting. I'm thinking about extending the podcast to see what else I can pull out of you here. Because we're on the right track. Here we go. We're back on. Chilblains.
Painful. Every now and again, like, you stub your toe, and you know how when you stub your toe, it hurts. This is amplified, like, 20. Like, it hurts like a motherfucker. I haven't been able to run.
Oh, wow.
It's excruciatingly painful.
Wow. All right. Moving on. Cafes.
Closed.
Jesus. Knitting.
Haven't done it.
Short stories.
What sort? Short stories?
Yep.
Haven't read any.
Okay. Painting.
I did a little bit of painting.
Yeah. Apartments.
Cold.
Friends.
None.
Okay, what else? Sorry, I was just thinking about how your only friend there would be Helena, and how you guys would be doing like joint yoga together to keep yourselves entertained.
And I think I did it once.
You definitely did it. So I was joking there a little bit, but I knew deep down in my heart that you guys have definitely done a Pilates class online together.
I think, yeah, yoga once.
Yeah. How'd you find that?
Oh, I don't like it because no. I find when things get too quiet, I start reflecting. It's supposed to be
you look inwards too much, you go, I don't like this.
Yeah, it's finished and I was livid. I've been with my thoughts too long and I was like, fuck this, this. No. It actually made me very shitty.
You were deeply insecure, hey?
Oh, hugely.
Paralyzed. All right. Hold on, I'm just gonna...
Just about it all.
Yeah, you're deeply insecure, and that's alright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even talking about Helena and stuff, I'm like, ugh.
Jesus, I knew this was gonna happen. It's like, yeah. Why?
I don't know, I just...
It's such a pivotal point in your living situation currently.
Yeah.
It's impossible to avoid. Like, why not...
No, I just I haven't had that much of an opportunity to, like, be... The first time I spoke about it was when we were at Maddie's house the night before I basically left. And that was the first time I told most people. So it, just, yeah. It feels just a bit, you know, a bit... It's interesting.
Does it still feel a bit too new?
Around other people it does. I'm super happy. Like,
yeah, I did know that, yeah. It's actually really cool.
I've never been this. We, like, me and her talk about it a lot, how, like, this is the worst 6 months of my life. Like, yeah, pretty much. Suck. But I'm still, like, having such a great time.
Yeah. Cause, yeah, for sure. I think it's underrated, how well you're getting on at the moment, to be honest. I think,
We stayed up till 2 a.m. on Friday night just chatting.
That's sick.
And like we've been literally our only like contact for 6 months.
Yeah.
And you can still do that. Like it's
good. Yeah. Man, that's the right stuff. Whatever that stuff is, that's what you want. It's essentially what you're looking for is a best friend, I think. But
yeah. No,
I think that, but I don't know. Did you ever have any sort of, when you guys lived with the other couple, was that ever a bit difficult for you guys?
Not really.
No.
It was all pretty good. It's interesting living with other people and sharing a kitchen is the main thing.
That sucks, hey.
Yeah, I don't like leaving mess in the kitchen. For other people to then encounter, so I'm super clean with it all.
Yep.
It's not the worst, but it's, no. That was the only problem that we really had. And we had a few like teething issues, like living together, and I guess like Helena and I being in such a small space.
For sure.
And having not spent that time together before, and not having then an outlet, it was, yeah.
Yeah. Right. But,
been pretty good.
Did you?
I'm worried they're still recording.
No, I was chatting, but I was just looking at Brittany through the window there because I think she was trying to signal something to me.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know, man. I don't know. The podcast is weird, man. I don't know why I'm doing it. So grim. It's so grim. Every week, it's like I get really excited about it every week, and then every week I do it, I'm like, that's shit. Like, that was...
The whole way through, I was just like, oh my God, this isn't very exciting for other people. I was having a great time, but, yeah.
It's funny how much, and, like, sometimes I thought it the whole time, but, like, and definitely on other episodes, you think about it, you go, who the fuck cares about any of this?
Yeah.
And... The worst bit is the only people listening to it have my number. So, yeah, I'm just getting this sweet direct feedback all the time. So which is comforting and annoying because people want to have their two cents. And I'm like, all right, chill. But also, they're invested because they're given their two cents, which is kind of nice. Yeah. Like, if they didn't care and they didn't listen, then they wouldn't be telling me what to do.
Well, they're investing time, so there's, I guess, a bonus on you to at least take some of that.
No.
Knowing that you've still been, yeah, I don't know.
No.
I mean, I guess the currency is not financial, it's time.
But that's up to them to spend it. I'm putting free content out there. If I got people to pay for it and then the content was shit, I would be like, fair enough.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's like nothing happens to you if you don't listen to it. But I receive feedback from like literally 40 people, like weekly.
Yeah.
Every conversation I have at work, every second conversation I have at work is, you should do this on your podcast. It's like, yeah, I mean, I could. I'm not really that fast. I just like chatting with my pals.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a good, weird... I think it's a good medium.
Do you think I should try and monetize it?
No. Fuck no.
Really?
Pay for it.
You don't have to pay for it. I just throw an ad in the middle and talk about how McDonald's is the best and you should go buy their $2 cheeseburger or something.
No.
No?
No. Well, realistically, like, it's never going to have a reach greater than probably people who know you or the people being interviewed, because the people you're interviewing, nothing to do with you, but the people you're interviewing aren't that, you know.
You think?
Exciting. Well, arguably not that exciting, but it's not celebrities or people of, yeah.
But does everybody think they're not exciting? Is that the problem?
No, I think some people think they're very exciting.
I'm not interviewing those people.
I think those people make their own podcasts.
Those people... Got him. Absolutely got him. Were you happy with that zinger there? That sucks.
I wish that was on the podcast.
Nah, it won't be.
You could add that to the end, sure.
No, I can't decide. Can't decide if I'm going to release this one.
What?
I don't think it's got the legs it needs.
Really?
I don't know. Nah, it was sick though. I enjoyed it.
Do you want to riff a quick 15 minutes?
Is that not what we're doing here? Is this riffing?
It's a bit of riffing.
It's pretty funny. Nah, it's cool. I'm almost too tired of doing it. And I dead set think...
Don't do it weekly, do it fortnightly.
Then I'm really not going to do it. That's like the texting thing we were talking about before. As soon as you slow down the juggling a little bit, like you're all of a sudden not doing it, you know, fortnightly, you're doing it monthly, and then after that you go, stuff it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Don't know what I'm going to do. What are you doing for us today? Anything cool?
I think we're going to go for a walk. Joseph got me a camera.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to go for a walk with Helena.
Yep.
And go look for some birds on the river or something.
Do you know what birds you're looking for?
There's a couple of different swift parrots out there. It's spotted padlocks. There's some good little birds out in the little park bit.
Very cool.
But yeah, that's probably it, to be honest. Then we're getting pizza for dinner.
That's sick.
And,
yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
Footy's been a saving grace.
What's that?
Footy's been a saving. I've watched so much.
Oh, yeah. The footy frenzy. How good.
Yeah, I've watched so much of it.
Yeah.
Games that I could never have dreamt of even checking the score of.
No.
I've watched in full and so much.
That checks out for you. You would do that now.
Yeah. What are you doing today?
Off. Man, I got to do cleaning the house, probably get Poppy to run around for a bit. She's been asleep for the last hour, so she'll want to get up in a sec. And
yeah.
It's been, been wild, man. Being a dad is so weird. And I'm
not a dad. You got a puppy.
Dude, I'm a dad. If you think I'm not referring to myself in third person as a dad when I'm with Poppy, you're way off.
Okay.
I'm a daddy. Yeah.
Are you the only person that calls yourself that? Or is...
Oh, I wish it was multiple, but it's not. It's just, it's just, no, it's just me. Yeah, I love Poppy, man. Poppy's the fucking best.
Yeah.
She's so sick, man. I can't wait for you to meet her. She's the best, man. Like, yeah. Such a good use of my time. I find myself doing a lot less meandering. That's right. Yeah, meandering.
You take her for a walk or...
She can't actually go walking yet. She's too... No, but, like, we just play around outside and, like, that obstacle course I had her doing yesterday, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just find that I'm not sitting down and scrolling through Facebook so much, which is sick.
Yeah.
Which is really the whole point of, I don't know, what I'm trying to do in my life at the moment. Cut down on Facebook time, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's the skits me going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. What's she doing? She's just cruising through work at the moment, I think. She loves Poppy as well, obviously, but, like, not as much as me. Woof. But, like, we definitely struggled in the first couple of days with sleep. That was pretty nuts. But, yeah, it's pretty good. And Brittany's got, like, a hens coming up in 2 weeks that she's excited for.
Nice.
But, yeah, man, it's pretty chill. I think...
How's wedding planning going?
Wedding planning was... done pretty much, man. I think, to be honest, like, yeah, like deposits on all the big stuff. We're trying to work out what our walking down the aisle song is going to be at the moment. Her walking down the aisle song. I'm standing at the end already, as per, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I threw out a couple of ideas, like, and we've got this live, I say band. Live singer girl, she'll be there with her guitar or whatever. So yeah, I'm just trying to think of songs that she'll be able to sing well that we also like. That's gonna make sense. Is that, like, I was looking at like Nick Cave songs, and I was like, how is this 25-year-old acoustic singer girl gonna pull off a Nick Cave song? Not sure.
Depends. Yeah, I reckon you could do it. Some of these songs are pretty.
Yeah, some of them are. Some of them really are. But, like...
Which you're thinking Into My Arms, aren't you?
No, I was thinking Breathless.
Ah.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Really.
Quite.
Yeah, but I'm not sure... Yeah, I'm not sure if she'll be able to pull it off, I suppose. So...
How fucking good is Nick Cave?
Oh, the best, man. I listened... Okay. You listen to your Skeleton Tree album?
I was listening to that before this started.
No way.
Literally had it on. I was up to Magneto.
Oh, so good. Every time I listen to it, it's better than the last time I listened to it. I 100% feel that way.
Yeah.
Actually, which reminds me, because I won't do a concise job of explaining the music, but there's a podcast to listen to called James Acaster Perfect Sounds. Do you know it?
No, the name rings a bell.
James Acaster is that, like, UK comedian with the ginger hair.
Yeah.
Lanky guy. Looks like Barno, except worse.
I don't know.
No, he can. He definitely can. But yeah, so he's got a podcast where he reviews albums and stuff. And he reviews Skeleton Tree and does, like, a really good job of it.
Yeah.
He's super into the music that he reviews. So he's, like, got some hell cool insights and stuff that you just don't know about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give that a listen. I think it goes for, like, 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to watch the documentary tonight. His 20,000 Days on Earth.
Oh. Did you download it or what?
Yeah, I'm
going to
download it on Google Play, I think.
Okay.
And then the other one's on iTunes.
Yep.
The two. And one of them's about the recording of Skeleton 3.
Awesome.
And it's just after his son's died. It's lit.
Yeah. Which, I mean, of course, that would make it into the documentary because that was gnarly time to be alive for Mr. Nick Cove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I highly recommend if you like Skeleton Tree, it has all these like live recordings of the album, and it's really good.
Yeah. The thing I keep hearing about the album is that he doesn't like referring to, like, the album for his, like, in memory of his son, I don't think.
No.
I think he,
there's a lot of, like, references that are similar to the event, but he, like, wraps them up in this gothic narrative, which is very him.
Yeah. Yep.
But no, sorry, I've listened to heaps of old Nick lately.
Oh, really? That's cool. Anyone else?
Phoebe Bridges.
Sorry, Brittany's making more signs at me.
Do you need to go?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go buy a new car in about 20 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah. So, hopefully it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to let you scoot off then, hey?
Even that. Thanks for chatting. Feel free to...
Are you wrapping up the podcast, are you?
I thought you'd already done it.
No, I mean, do the outro thing.
We're doing an outro.
All right, you can do it now. Not that there's ever been one, or there may never be one again. I'm giving you the opportunity to have the outro.
Yeah.
Ready, set, go.
Well done, Cal. This was a really good experience. Don't make anyone pay for it because they want it.
Okay. Anything else? That was it?
That's it.
All right. All right, let's get into it. Nice.